25.
Enviros was founded in 1995 and brought together a number of consultancies with a track record of performance in the environmental field, including Aspinwall, March, and Quandici. Enviros has over 350 people in 10 offices in the UK, one office in the Irish Republic, two offices in mainland Europe, and one office in Canada. Through partner organisations, we extend globally with active projects on every continent. Enviros is managed on a cross-office basis in line with our market-facing divisions. Each division is headed by a director, and together with Dave Murphy, Jeff Iliff, and the four support service directors, finance, HR, IT, and marketing, make up Enviros's senior management team. Each division is then divided up into groups and then teams reflecting our areas of expertise. A team typically consists of 5 to 10 consultants. Enviros offers a comprehensive package of expertise in business strategy, economics, energy engineering and management, feasibility studies, design and project management, training and specialist software to enable clients to comply with laws and regulations. We help clients to meet climate change related requirements of legislation and key performance criteria, as well as deliver significant cost savings. We work with clients and their financial intermediaries to assess the environmental assets and liabilities of a business. We cover all the main regional finance centres in the UK, and through our membership of the CAT Alliance, we can offer advice in more than 50 countries for cross-border deals. We are an associate member of the British Venture Capital Association and with the CAT Alliance, a member of the European Venture Capital Association. Sustainable waste management requires organisations to design products that use fewer materials, use processes that produce less waste, put waste to good use through reuse, recycling, composting and using waste as fuel, and to choose products made from recycled materials. In waste and resources management, Enviros provides strategic, technical and economic solutions throughout the UK, Ireland and the rest of Europe. We have an enviable record of environmental management of land and water assets for major landholders. With the increasing need to regenerate brownfield sites, a solutions-based approach to land and water resources has created an unrivalled reputation in the field of contaminated land, redevelopment, and its associated disciplines. Decisions on environmental protection require knowledge of how potential hazards would be affected by changes in management practices. With respect to storage and disposal facilities for radioactive and other hazardous wastes, it is crucial to understand how contaminants move through the geosphere and how long-term performance of disposal facilities can be affected by geological and climatic changes over time. Alongside its UK offices, the group has an office in Barcelona, which serves the main local and international waste management agencies, as well as key industrial multinational companies. The team in Barcelona provide chemical and geochemical, hydrogeological and geological, environmental assessment and software application capabilities, and apply these to a range of radioactive and industrial waste management, soil and groundwater pollution problems, and environmental management-related issues. A major project the Barcelona team have contributed to is the Epicenter project to improve environmental performance in organisations across the EU.
单元二十六，
上海地处长江三角洲前缘，正当我国南北海岸线的中部，地理位置优越，这里平均海拔高度为4米左右，属热带季风气候，四季分明，日照充分，雨量充沛。中国第三大岛崇明岛就在上海。上海的面积从1949年的636.18平方公里，增至现在的6340.5平方公里；人口从1949年的520万人，增至现在的1327.14万人。上海正向着现代化国际大都市的目标迈进，肩负着面向世界、服务全国的重任。中国改革开放以来，上海国民经济保持快速增长势头。2001年，全市 GDP 总值4950.80亿元，人均 GDP 突破4500美元，全年货物吞吐量2.21亿吨，出口总额276.28亿美元，财政收入1995.62亿元，社会固定资产投资1984.31亿元，国内生产总值连续10年保持10%以上的增长率。上海的工业总产值占全国的12分之一，港口货物吞吐量占全国10分之一，口岸进出口商品额占全国4分之一，财政收入占全国8分之一。上海为全国现代化建设做出了重大的贡献。上海作为一个国际化的大都市，交通十分发达，有通往世界59个城市国际的航线和14条海上国际航线，2个国际机场，有中国最大的港口，与世界上200多个国家和地区的1100多港口建立航运关系，有各种铁路线近100条，便利的交通促进了上海与世界各国的交往。上海拥有全国领先的现代化教育体系，全市普通高等院校32所，成人高校37所，高等职业技术学院5所，中等职校267所。上海在15期间将不断地完善终身教育体系，加快优秀人才培养和集聚，形成人才资源高地。上海是一个金融发达的城市，中国人民银行、中国银行、中国工商银行、中国建设银行、中国农业银行、交通银行等设立的分行以及众多的证券交易网点遍布大街小巷。更值得一提的是，也有诸多的外国银行在上海设立了分行和办事机构。上海有良好的投资环境和优惠的投资政策，涉及10多个领域的几10个行业，还有产品全部直接出口的特许待遇。为了鼓励外国投资，凡从事投资额大、回收期长的项目，比如能源、交通基础设施的建设和经营者，除一般外资待遇以外，还有特别优惠。
单元27。 In 1884, Joseph and Jules First established in London an international trading company. It traded as First Brothers until 1957, when it was acquired by Mrs. Eileen Day Lawson. Trading thereafter as First Day Lawson, the company prospered and expanded into many of the fields covered by the present group. Organic growth was supplemented by the acquisition of other trading companies in related product areas, including Union Merchants Overseas in 1968, Foxroy Merchants and R. Varney in 1972, and J.C. Dufus in 1978. During the 1980s, separate trading identities were created. An increasing involvement in fruit juices led to the formation of First Day Lawson Citrus, and was followed by moves into generic pharmaceuticals, food additives, and honey. In 1984, more open policies in China encouraged a substantial development of the group's business with the world's most populous country, and a representative office in Shanghai was opened. In 1987, and after 14 years in the business, Morris Day Lawson became group chief executive and the majority shareholder. In 1992, the group acquired part of the activities of the London Export Corporation, adding a liaison office in Beijing to its existing office in Shanghai. By the end of 1996, annual sales exceeded $220 million. Following significant growth, it was decided in 1997 to simplify the operational and trading structure of the group into divisions under the First Day Lawson name. The holding company, First Day Lawson Holdings Limited, provides strategic direction and other services to its subsidiary companies. Its principal subsidiary, First Day Lawson Limited, comprises six specialist divisions. While each division has its own logistics department providing contract administration, it can also draw on group services. These include the group's leverage in the international freight market, giving competitive costs of carriage and a tracking system which can identify the location of a single container and determine its shipment and arrival time to within 24 hours. The group also provides centralized computer and communication services, supported by a team of information technology experts. The key to FDL's success is its people, skills, knowledge, and experience. Over 50% of the account executives and directors have been with the group for more than 10 years. The successful selection, development, and training of personnel is critical to FDL's ability to provide a high standard of service to its customers and to respond to their needs. The group therefore provides bonus, profit share, and incentive schemes to aid staff motivation, to strengthen personal commitment, and to build teams which embrace with enthusiasm both personal and corporate objectives. As a market leader, FDL is able to attract quality staff. It actively seeks out those who are energetic, persistent, sensitive to other nations' cultures, and good communicators. The FDL account executive is enthusiastic, committed, and ready to board an airplane at a moment's notice to manage the consequences of floods and droughts, local politics and customs, and the complexities of currencies and rising markets in order to deliver security to FDL customers 365 days a year. Individual training programs are regularly monitored and updated to ensure that staff widen their knowledge of trading, business, and management practices. Staff are also encouraged to keep abreast of innovations in the markets in which they operate. Investment in the development of personnel at all levels is one of the processes which enables FDL to maintain a high-quality service for its customers and to ensure its own continued success and growth.
单元二十八。
我很高兴今天有机会与各位朋友同聚一堂，工商经贸合作。我愿向各位朋友介绍广东的经济发展情况以及未来经济发展的战略和规划，希望有助于增进各位朋友对广东的了解。广东是中国大陆最南端的省份，拥有17.8万平方公里的土地和7700多万人口，濒临南海，比邻港澳，侨胞众多，人才汇集，对外交往便利，对外贸易历史悠久，全省形成了多层次、宽领域、全方位的对外开放格局。经过20多年的改革开放，广东已从原来一个经济比较落后的边陲省份，一跃成为大陆经济最发达的省份之一。全省 GDP 由1978年的185.85亿元，增至2001年的10,556.47亿元，增长57倍，地方财政增长15.1倍，社会消费增长39.6倍，城乡居民储蓄存款余额增长428.8倍。2001年末，广东省城市基础设施投资400多亿元，城市供水能力237.23万立方米日，新增城市道路868.94公里，新增桥梁135座，用气普及率93.93%，城市绿地覆盖率33.73%，广州市被国际公园协会评为国际花园城市。广东基础设施有了长足的发展，公路、高速公路、民航旅客运输量、吞吐量均居全国首位。2001年交通运输建设投资271.24亿元，建成了一大批公路、航道、站场、港口、码头等设施。全省拥有一类口岸51个，二类口岸99个。对外贸易，2001年全省进出口总额1764.95亿美元，传统出口市场稳步发展，开拓新兴市场初见成效，对美国、欧盟、日本市场出口稳步增长，对非洲、东盟、印度、俄罗斯出口的增长更快。广东省十分注重环境保护，2001年广东省建成投产项目3同时执行合格率97.8%，建设项目环境影响评价制度执行率99.8%，全省5县被列为国家级生态示范区建设试点县，城市环境综合整治定量考核范围扩大到52个建制市。广东省已确定了跨世纪改革和发展的蓝图，主要是实施外向带动战略、科教新月和可持续发展战略。战略主要体现在科技先行、教育为本。我们需要吸引大量技术和人才到广东，实行科技和生产紧密结合，使高新技术产业成为广东经济发展的第一增长点。
It all began in the garage and a pie shop. In 1939, Stanford University classmates Bill Hewlett and Dave Packard founded HP. The company's first product, built in a Palo Alto garage, was an audio oscillator, an electronic test instrument used by sound engineers. One of HP's first customers was Walt Disney Studios, which purchased 8 oscillators
to develop and test an innovative sound system for the movie Fantasia. Compaq Computer Corporation was formed after a 1982 meeting in a Houston, Texas pie shop. Together, employees in the new HP share a passion for customers, an intense focus on teamwork, speed and agility, and a commitment to trust and respect for all individuals. Today, HP is a leading global provider of products, technologies, solutions and services to consumers and businesses. The company's offerings span IT infrastructure, personal computing and access devices, global services, and imaging and printing. Our $4 billion annual research and development investment fuels the invention of products, solutions, and new technologies so we can better serve customers and enter new markets. We invent, engineer, and deliver technology solutions that drive business value, create social value, and improve the lives of our customers. Since our first year in business in 1939, HP has given back to the community in which we do business, in the form of philanthropic donations of technology, money, and time. When the scale and reach of our business has changed during the past 60 years, our commitment hasn't. The challenge is to continue to shape the impact of corporations as a constructive force, using our heritage and our actions as tools for doing so. Today we're employing new models of engagement and new business and technology solutions to enable more people to participate in the world economy via information technology. HP has four core business groups. Enterprise Systems Group, ESG, focuses on providing the key technology components of enterprise IT infrastructure to enhance business agility, including enterprise storage, servers, management software, and a variety of solutions. Imaging and Printing Group. HP is the leading provider of printing and imaging solutions for both business and consumers. IPG includes printer hardware, all-in-ones, digital imaging devices such as cameras and scanners, and associated supplies and accessories. It also is expanding into the commercial printing market. HP Services. HP Services is a premier global IT services team. It offers guidance, know-how, and a comprehensive portfolio of services to help customers realize measurable business value from their IT investment. Personal Systems Group. PSG focuses on providing simple, reliable, and affordable personal computing solutions and devices for home and business use, including desktop and notebook PCs, workstations, thin clients, smart handhelds, and personal devices. In addition to the four business groups, HP Labs provide a central research function for the company. HP Labs is focused on inventing new technologies that change markets and create business opportunities. The May 2002 merger of Hewlett-Packard and Compaq Computer Corporation forced a dynamic, powerful team of 140,000 employees with capabilities in 160 countries and doing business in 43 currencies and 15 languages. Revenues for the combined companies were $72 billion for the fiscal year that ended October 31, 2002. Chairman and CEO Carlo Fiorina leads HP, which has corporate headquarters in Palo Alto, California.
单元30.
首先向大家介绍一下我们福建的概况，然后谈谈福建今后发展的主要内容。福建是中国加快发展的重点地区之一，福建地处中国东南沿海，毗邻浙江、江西、广东，与台湾隔海相望，是中国大陆距离东南亚最近的省份之一。 福建省是中国与世界交往的重要窗口和基地，境内温暖湿润，年平均温度17到21摄氏度，平均降雨量1400到2000毫米，全省土地面积12.14万平方公里，较大港湾22处，可见万吨深水港口。到2000年为止，全省常住人口达到3470万人。福建又是著名侨乡和台胞祖籍地，旅居海外的华人华侨达800多万人。台湾同胞中80%祖籍福建。福建省海域辽阔，海岸线长达3300多公里，有大小岛屿1400多个。福建海域是东海和南海的过渡海区，属亚热带，水产资源相当丰富，全省可作业的海洋渔场面积12.5万平方公里，适宜海产品养殖的面积达2700平方公里，鱼类达500多种，是我国主要产鱼区。福建地下水资源也很丰富，已发现的温泉有100多处，大多为40至60度的中温热水。福建是中国四大林区之一，林地面积达600多万公顷，木材蓄积量近4亿立方米，产量居全国第三，森林覆盖率达52.4%，居全国首位。1978至1998年，福建的国民经济和社会发展发生了历史性的变化，经济实力显著增强，国内生产总值居全国的位次从1978年的第23位上升到目前的第11位。福建的人均国内生产总值已经从全国的第22位上升到第6位。城乡居民收入显著提高，生活水平明显改善。福建的对外开放向高层次、宽领域、纵深化推进，全省已初步形成了经济特区、沿海开放城市、经济技术开发区、台商投资区、保税区、高科技园区等多层次、多方位的对外开放格局。我们培育和发展了适应市场经济、符合国际惯例的商品和要素市场，为充分发挥福建在对外开放，特别是吸收外商投资等方面的窗口和纽带作用，国家把中国唯一的以招商引资为主的投资促进活动定在福建省厦门市举行。